watching the monkey.
Hello, folks, and welcome back to the, what is it, the Art of Being with the ACT Matrix. And we have news.
We do.
And the first news is Kevin switching to his podcast mic. There we go. We're very casual around here. But we got a cool thing we want to show you first. And here we go. There it is. And there it is. It's up on the screen. If you're on the podcast, hey, folks, you're going to have to go to nprinc.com. That's nprinc.com, which stands for
National Professional Resources Incorporated. Thank you.
And it's one of those places that sells lots of stuff, especially for school materials.
Yeah.
And education stuff. And Phil, with a little bit of help from me, has produced and is publishing with them a trifold. He called it a trifold. They call it a laminated guide. It's coming out soon. The publication date is February the 25th.
Right.
But we wanted to get on and tell you that if you get on there right now,
right,
and the price is $11.01, you save almost $2.
Yeah, it's $12.95.
Right. So if you were going to buy like 20 of those things, you're going to save yourself a quick $40.
Yeah.
So that's a pretty good discount.
Yeah.
Why would you want 20? Because you might be doing presentations and stuff and want to hand it out to folks. This is set up as, it's an 8.5 by 11 piece of paper, but it's laminated and it folds up like a menu. And it's way cool. It's a mindful process for SEL. For those who don't know, that stands for social emotional learning.
Yep.
Mental health, collaboration, and achievement. That includes a lot. So there are your collaboration. There's for your businesses and stuff like that. For that matter, businesses need social emotional learning. And they definitely need achievement. So this will carry anywhere you go. Yeah. Oh, look at this. Got really nice copy here if you go there. It just tells about the ACT Matrix is a visual representation of the cognitive behavioral approach to values-based behavior known as Acceptance and Commitment Therapy ACT. It was designed by Dr. Kevin Polk. Hey, cool. To quickly engage people in a process that builds psychological flexibility, which is a cornerstone of good mental health. This evidence-based mindful approach loosens up stuck and struggling learners by empowering them to move toward resilience and persistence in the face of obstacles and challenges. Whoa, ho.
Yeah.
There's just
take that word learner and substitute worker.
Worker, anybody, right.
Work group. Right.
Now this will go, well, here's one of the bullet points, increasing engagement and on-task behavior, positive behavioral support. It says strengthening classroom management, which is true. That's one of the really cool things. But that would, if you knock off classroom, strengthening meeting management.
Yes.
So we can tell you how to change this so it fits anything.
Right.
Problem-solving skills, student achievement. Eh. Everything it says here, it says for students, it works for everybody. So it's way cool. And we wanted to make that announcement to our podcast audience and YouTube audiences and stuff. And, you know, you can save quite a bit, actually.
Yeah.
But that looks like it's going to be almost $13 a piece.
$12.95 plus whatever they're going to charge for shipping and handling.
Shipping and handling. Yeah, well, there it says right up there. $12.95 is the recommended price.
Yeah.
And that's crossed out, and now it's down to $11.01. So you pre-order.
Yeah.
I'm going to pre-order some.
Yes, please. And,
for nothing else, we start pre-ordering them and the people on our podcast list start pre-ordering these, it will tell NPR Inc., wow.
Yeah, people are interested.
Right. That's a great.
And they will be happy.
So, which is good for the ACT Matrix. And
it's good for NPR. We're collaborating with them. You know, this is kind of a joint purpose effort. They're the good folks that produce this. And this is the only place that you're going to be able to get it from unless you see Kevin or I live and we're carrying these with us. This is going to be the source, and we'll have it up on the website. I'll have it up on mine. Kevin's going to have it up on his.
Oh, yeah. No. Just a little bit more. I mean, this one has quite a few words on it.
Yes.
But we're heading toward less words.
Yeah, always.
And in this world of words, and NPR Inc., it's their 50th anniversary.
Yeah, look at that.
How nice. They're a sweet folks, but they don't understand less words yet. They just don't. So Phil got it down to about what?
3,500 words.
3,500 words in this thing, which is pretty good. That's
short chapter.
That's about a half a chapter.
Yeah.
Of a book, and that's pretty good. But now if we can get these selling, we'll be working on the next thing, like a little poster or something that will have a whole lot less words than that, which is what we want to head for.
Yeah.
And because people just don't understand the matrix process and how quickly you can get people into the process with a whole lot less than 3,700 words.
Yeah.
So anyways, that's what we're heading toward.
Yeah.
But in the meantime, buy these things. I'll be taking them. I'm going to order some. I'll be going up to Halifax. Oh, yeah. Well, most people know, but the date of this is what? January the 15th, 2020. Yep. And they will be expected ship date is February 25th.
Yes.
2020. And I'll be going up to Halifax in April. So I'll have these with me to go up there. And if nothing else, I'll use them as a prop in my presentation. And then if people want to buy my props off of me, that's okay. So we can do that. So cool.
Yeah.
So we let everybody know about that.
We did. And you know what you're going to get. And basically what I was going for was to present the ACT matrix process and basically what we would call the two loops of the matrix. So we would have, it's designed so that a teacher or administrator or manager, anybody can pick this little handy dandy, I call it a cheat sheet, up and be able to conduct a matrix like meeting either with a class or a group or with an individual. And it's going to walk you through that. In addition, there's going to be links to the ACT Matrix Academy and also some additional video that would walk you through what it looks like. But that's not on the guide. You would have to check out the link and then go to the link, and there's going to be a landing page with some video. So there's quite a bit packed in here. We're going to continue to do that and continue to support this because it's something that is, you know, I think really important. I personally want to try and get it into as many schools as possible. And as Kevin and I have been talking about, it has wide applicability. So don't be put off by the educational part of it because it would work just as well in a business organization, anywhere. And there's Kevin right now, as you can see, he is.
I am showing you how you can sign up. So you would go to the order page and you put in your email address. What is my email address, folks? Kevin at drkevinpope.com. Showing you folks how easy this is. And you got to make up a password.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Oh, well.
I get fancy.
There you go.
Oh, there isn't any for that one.
Oh,
well, anyway, get to there and I'll make up some. Yeah. Lately, I use this LastPass thing and it makes up one of those gobbles.
Oh, it makes them up for you? Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's good because they've had so many security breaches. Sign up. I'm going to buy 20 of them babies. Mm-hmm. I was trying to show you the price on 20 is what I was
going for. I think you're going to have to go in, Kevin. I think what you got to do is go back over to the left and go to continue under register an account.
Well, never mind. I can see it. It says my subtotal is $189.21. Never mind. I didn't have to go there. if you look in the upper right part of my screen, so I have, by a little bit of an accident there, I have 21 of them in my cart.
One more for good measure.
For good measure, and that's going to run me $189. I suppose they may charge me some tax on that, shipping and stuff. But anyway, not too bad for 21 really great things to carry to your meetings. And I mean, you don't have to buy that many of them, but I will. Plus, everybody who goes and buys one, you're telling these folks at NPR Inc., oh, wow, there's Act Matrix people out there that really want to get this stuff. So that's what we're doing.
Yeah. letting them know there's people interested out there.
Exactly. And of course, this could all lead to certification if you want. I just thought of something, Phil.
We just come up with a new use.
So people, man, if you want to do your certification, you just whip out one of these things.
Yes.
Of course, after February 25th or whatever.
Right.
You have one. And you just sort of talk your way through it.
Yeah.
You can show us that you know what you're doing. And that would work really well as well. That would be nice because a lot of people froze up.
Yeah.
I'm going to stop the share. They get froze up on the certification. So, so there you go, folks. Order.
You have your guide that you can use.
At www.nprinc.com.
Yep. In our never ending quest to get it down to less words, we move from books now to pamphlet.
Yeah, the story goes, folks, is in 2005, I think it was.
I was in Kelly Wilson's living room.
No, that's 2005. I think 2005 or 2006. I won't tell you the whole story, but I ended up in Kelly Wilson's living room, one of the three original authors of ACT, and was doing... Not for nothing. I did a presentation to his graduate students, and it so happened the meeting occurred in his living room. At the end, he was really impressed with what I was doing, said so, and said, "Where do you see your stuff going?" And I said, I said two words, less words. And he said, "Cool." Now, if you know Kelly Wilson, you know that's exactly what he would say. And so really the quest has been. And then that people say, "But you put out these books." Well, in our verbal world, people know books, and you can't put out a book that has 50 words in it. Unless it's just pure pictures, that wasn't going to work. So we ended up with a couple of books out. So that's fine. And then there's a lot of online articles and stuff that do that. But now we'll have a published something that's under 4,000 words, 3,000, whatever. And then we'll go on for even less words.
Yes,
because the less words you have, the quicker people can read it and get into the process. And that's what we want them to get into the process of the ACT Matrix and then see what happens. If they like it, great. If they don't like it, that's fine too.
Yep. But most people, my experience has been, and Kevin, you know this too, is they like being more psychologically flexible feels good.
It does. It just feels good. And it just does. And so... There you go. So that's our big news. So go forth, go to npr.inc, order some one or more of the, I lost the name of it.
Matrix Laminated Trifold.
Yes, the ACT Matrix.
Laminated Guide is called on the npr.inc.
Yeah, it's under mental health psychology.
Yeah. So you go to npr.inc, go to mental health psychology, or you can go under author, my name, Phil Tenaglia, and it's there.
And you'll find it, right.
Yeah. But it is under mental health psychology, correct.
Hey, if you go to the search and type in the ACT Matrix, it comes up.
Oh, right.
So right up the, upper right part of the page, there's a little
spyglass
thing. Well, you know, and there, and it comes right up. So boom, you can just jump right to the ACK matrix. Way cool.
So there's multiple ways. Oh, all you got to do is just start writing the ACT.
And the ACT, and boom, it pops right up. So come on, you guys. Even I don't know what shipping's going to be, but it's not going to be very much.
Be that much.
And get you one of these, and it'll let these folks know that we have an active audience wanting to get their hands on these. And I really, really want to get my hands on them, folks.
Yeah.
I want to play with them. They're my handouts.
Yeah.
If I can ever, well, I'll just have to build the price into the fee, you know, whatever they call that thing they pay me when I go talk, stipend or whatever. And so build it in and then I can give them as handouts. So, way cool.
Yeah.
That reminds me, I want to ask how many people are going to be in the Halifax training?
Hmm.
Well, then I'll know how many to
order. There you go. Yeah.
Right. Okay. Okay, folks, we'll sign off. We're just having fun. But this was a fun one.
Yep.
What should we title this, Phil?
Presenting the ACT Matrix Guide.
Oh, it needs to be catchy.
Something along those lines. Yeah, I mean, I know. That's the best I can come up with.
Okay, I'll work on that. In the meantime, bye-bye, folks. We'll be back with another one soon.
See ya.
Stay around, Phil.
Yeah, I will.
Stopping the recording.